Joining us now in studio is Northfield's Chief of Police, Monty Nelson. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
You know, it's a severe weather awareness month or week this week, so you're here to tell us how to dig yourself out from a blizzard? Is that what the...
That's what it keeps feeling like. I was listening to the weather on the radio in on the one.
Uh-huh.
And another snowstorm next weekend. That goes under the category. You've got to be kidding.
Oh, man, it's past ridiculous now. You can't even make that up.
Yeah.
It's not even, you can't even make that up. But it is, you know, normally this time of year is when, about the time when all kinds of strange, you get the spring effect, which could be tornadoes, it could be severe thunderstorms, it could be, you know, this time of year we also start seeing wildfires.
Yep.
All those nature things that can do so much damage.
Instead, we have snow.
I say we're safe from those, maybe, but give it a few days still.
Well, and they are saying some thunderstorms and rain, mm-hmm. Thursday-ish. And it's what's coming after that that we'll just keep knocking on wood. We've been lucky a number of times here lately where the heavy snow didn't hit us. But real quickly, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but I do want to point out that this week, Monday through Friday, is Severe Weather Awareness Week. And, of course, the big day is Thursday. That's when we do the tornado drills, the ones that are out of the ordinary. They're mm-hmm. at different times, 1:45 in the afternoon on Thursday, and then 6:45 in the evening. They purposely do that, essentially countrywide. Get people during the day while at school, at business, whatever. And then for people who work a second shift or are at home, to do that evening one. So want to make sure people are aware of that. Don't panic on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that it's part of the plan. And there are a couple suggestions we have as far as severe weather and preparing for it.
Sure. And it should be noted, once again, that Thursday is the one day we might have some thunderstorms. Right now, it doesn't look like it would be that severe. But nevertheless, this is really a good time to go through the procedures with the family, know what to do in a tornado or in a storm. And you'd probably do a lot different things if there were a fire or if you're doing a fire drill or something. So especially if you have young kids, let them know, okay, do this in a storm and do this in a fire.
Yep, clarifying the difference. And we really should prepare, you know, our kids, our families, businesses as much for severe weather as we do for fire drills. Severe weather actually is probably a more realistic threat than fire to most businesses and homes. A couple things. I want to remind people, you can always go to the Northfield City website, go to the police page, and we have a link to Everbridge there. And this is a good time of the year for me to remind people to please sign up for Everbridge. It's our notification system that you can specifically pick which type of alerts you want to get. Most people choose tornado warnings, severe thunderstorm warnings, that sort of thing. Get logged in. It's really nice because you can get notification on cell phone, email, home phone. You get to choose how you want to get those notifications. It's handy. It's really easy to do. But please do pay attention to what kind of alerts you're choosing. Don't choose all alerts. I know a few people and someone's laughing here, but if you choose all alerts, you're going to get silly ones that there's fog in the River Valley, in Minnesota River Valley. There's warnings that you didn't know they even put out. So mm-hmm. choose the ones that you want that make sense.
And there's specific to our area as well.
Exactly.
You mentioned there are, and I have done that.
And lots of people have.
Yeah, and you can go back in and change it. It's pretty easy to do, but you do start getting all these, like, what?
Yep.
What did I sign up for? But that is a good thing. What a wonderful service. That is you'll know instantly the modern technology is working for us and not against us in this particular case.
Yep, and it is also what we use in other types of emergencies. If there was an emergency in town, something that was of a criminal nature that was dangerous to a particular neighborhood, or some other type of, say, a gas leak or something, if it's really bad or we need to get out a mass notification, that's what we use. So get signed up for it. And then consider putting an app on your phone. You know, there's a lot of good weather apps out there that you will get warnings that way also. Mm-hmm. But you can also check out the radar. Check out forecasts. Consider that. It's a whole different age from 20, 30 years ago when we had to rely on, you know, calling someone or waiting for the news to come on for certain types of weather information.
Mm-hmm. Once again, we're talking with Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson. It is Severe Weather Awareness Week. Chief, is there anything else about the weather you'd like to talk about?
No, we need to move on to another important subject here.
Yeah, we do have scams, and we have you on probably once or twice a year to talk about scams, and that's because people try to perpetrate them. They come around, and boy, just when you think you're safe, you hear some scam, and you know, some of those may seem very far-fetched to much of the population, but the scammers really know who's vulnerable. They know what strings to pull and what buttons to push, and they're pretty good at it.
Yeah, I feel bad that I even have to come on and talk about this because it wasn't that long ago. In fact, I kind of mentioned it many times as one of the side notes because it mm-hmm. seems to never stop. But we've had a real bad go again of all different types of scams. But in particular, we've had some people lose a fair amount of money to this. I'm your grandson and I'm in jail and you need mm-hmm. to send money to bail me out. And like you just said, at first blush, you say, well, why would you ever do that? Well, if it's your grandson, and trust me, these people come up with stories that just you wouldn't believe, but they're so unbelievable, they're believable. And then and they sometimes threaten people, well, no, you can't call the local police. We need the cash now or your grandson's going to be hauled off to wherever and blah, blah, blah. We're going to miss our window of opportunity. I can't honestly say I've ever, and I've arrested a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
I can't say I've ever talked to someone who really got that call and it was legitimate, where, oh, I need to call someone for bail money. That just doesn't happen. What we encourage people is, one, hang up the phone and call your grandson, or the you know, and it's always grandson.
Mm-hmm.
Seems a little chauvinistic, but male oriented. It's never been a granddaughter. Mm-hmm. But call the parents, call the grandson or granddaughter themselves. But don't just believe or fall for they really do play on the heartstrings. And like I said, some will threaten and call us right away. We can help you confirm whether or not someone is really in jail and needs to be bailed out. Like I said, I've never even heard of that. It just, in the realm of possibility, doesn't happen, but they found a way to do it.
And contact, I mean, folks, if you have a parent or grandparent that you think might be in any way vulnerable to this, go over and talk to them and do it like today and take your grandson with you and have your grandson tell the grandparent, I'm never going to do this, Grandma, Grandpa. I'm not going to do this to you. This is not something that you ever need to worry about. So if you get a call, it is a scam.
Make sure they have their cell phone number. So
yeah,
if in doubt, they can call their own grandson.
Yeah.
And there's lots of other scams. We just recently, again, you know, this business of you've won whatever, pick it.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to give us a check first for processing fees, or you got a brand new car coming on a trailer. All we need you to do is get a cashier's check, and now they're getting clever because they don't want it tracked. So sometimes they'll ask you to get gift cards, Visa gift cards, Walmart gift cards, Target gift cards, you name it. As payment, and then they want the numbers off the back of it over the phone as a to help pay a processing fee or whatever the lie is that they're trying to perpetrate. The minute they start asking for you to go get gift cards, again, hang up the phone. If they call back, call us. Our officers have been on the phone numerous times with these scammers, and pretty soon they start cursing at our officers and threatening our officers to have them arrested. It's ridiculous how far they go, but they start out nice, and then if you start challenging them, they turn on you, and that's maybe one of the easiest ways to kind of test them.
Mm-hmm.
If you get someone on the phone. So be wary of these phone calls out of the blue, letters out of the blue, emails offering up things. If you're selling something on Craigslist, be really careful. Or other online sites, if someone starts saying, I'm going to Yeah, I want to pay more than the purchase, what you have it listed for. You have something for $600. I only have $1,000. It's in a check. I'll send you the check in return. You know, just send me back this amount. And it's always a scam. I hate to make everyone say they have to be paranoid, but you almost have to be very skeptical, let's put it that way, of many of these offers.
You know, that has happened. That last one, the Craigslist and sending the big check, has happened to two KYMET employees in the 10, 12 years that I've owned the station here, been around. So it happens. It happens all the time, and don't fall for it.
Yeah, the other, before I forget, I should mention one other scam that I didn't fall victim to, but I got the call.
Mm-hmm.
The IRS does not threaten to arrest people over or prosecute them via a phone call or a letter. Pay attention. I got the call about a month ago. I think I still have the voicemail on my, and it was my work cell phone. They called and said that they had an agent that was investigating me for tax fraud, and I needed to call immediately. People fall victim to this one, too, and it's that time of the year. It's tax time. And so people start getting paranoid, and there are a lot of different scams. And people who steal and file taxes in your name,
mm-hmm.
is another crime that happens. So people are, we all care about that. We're all a little, concerned. You get the call or a letter. Trust me, again, I haven't seen a valid threat from the IRS. Via phone, mm-hmm. or these things. I think mine was a recording even. So be skeptical. If you have a question, come and check with us. We have a in our news link on our police page on the website, we have a link to the Better Business Bureau scam tracker. If you want to kind of get an overview and be able to take a look at what are some of the scams out there going on, really good tool. Better Business Bureau every month is putting out a newsletter. And they just started this service where you can look at the map across the country, but in particular, I always kind of concentrate on Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And they have little bubbles of where the scam took place and what kind of scam it was.
Hmm.
And so it's kind of a nice way to see, what are the trends, what's being reported to them. It doesn't cover everything, obviously, but it's what's been reported to them.
All right. And you just, is that just on the Better Business Bureau website?
Yep. If you look for BBB. Scam Tracker, or like I said, we have it in a news story on our police website page from probably 2-3 weeks ago. We'll probably update that. Since we've been talking about this today, we'll probably update that so it's a little easier to find. But otherwise, Better Business mm-hmm. Bureau, very good resources there for all these different types of concerns we're talking about.
All right. All right, Chief Nelson, anything else about scams, weather, or anything else going on with the police department that you'd like to mention while we have you out here?
Well, sooner or later, it will be spring,
mm-hmm.
And there will be more people on bikes and more people on foot, people running more, some of our track teams from the colleges, the high school, middle school, cross-country teams out running around. Please pay attention and, be considerate of each other both ways. Vehicles and pedestrians and bikes all have to get along, and it takes a little bit of give and take on both sides from that. And so please yield to pedestrians in the crosswalks and watch out for those bikes. It's easy to miss them sometimes, so pay attention.
All right. Chief, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it.
You bet.
Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield, Minnesota. Terry up next. Tim McNiff News with a side of sports on the way.
Where children attend school is a big